Greetings, everyone. I'm Dr. Marianne Mercer. Welcome to my Positive Life Answers podcast. I'm your podcast host and your self-improvement expert, Dr. Marianne Mercer. And please, you can call me Dr. Mary. You're probably wondering, why should you tune into my podcast? Many reasons. I'm an author, speaker, psychologist by training, and intensive coaching co-creator. I co-created this specific method, different from other types of so-called life coaches. I have worked successfully with hundreds of people over the years, and I have a proven track record. I've achieved many things in my own life, despite many setbacks and obstacles, and I share with you my story in these podcasts. I co-authored many books, including Spontaneous Optimism, Proven Strategies for Health, Prosperity, and Happiness, and my new recent book, Bouncing Back from Difficult Times. Please refer to my trailer that you'll see in the list of podcast episodes for more details about me, or just read my bio in this podcast platform. So, welcome to episode 28, Living Your Dreams. In my Positive Life Answers podcast, my goal is to help you transform the quality of your life and help you create the life you desire. The goal of my podcast is to help you make improvements and changes in practical, easy, and really important, empowering ways. So let's create your best life ever. If you're new and just discovered my podcast, a warm welcome. I'm so glad you're here today. Don't forget to follow the podcast so you don't miss out on future episodes. And thank you to those who have been following me since the beginning and supporting my podcast. Overall, please, everyone, leave your positive ratings and review on iTunes, iHeartRadio, or your favorite podcast platform, including YouTube now. Let's get back to work here. Today, we will talk about how to live your dreams. Today, you're going to learn why we don't live our dream life, how to begin developing the life you desire, and interestingly, benefits of living your dream that you desire. And I'm going to leave you with an important motivational hack or technique for you today. Let's get started. You know, if you're like most people, you go to work, you come home, life is, you know, running pretty well or predictable or routine, but maybe you once desired or dreamed that you'd be something else right now. Sometimes people can't occasionally stop thinking, you know, what if? Especially during times when you're just tired of the same old, same old. In fact, it's when life is moving along at a routine pace that sometimes we get some uneasiness feeling in our body and our soul. When life is going along okay and you're getting that uneasy feeling, or, you know, you're hitting a milestone in your life, whatever that might be, sometimes that can bring up a possible feeling of regret or sadness for not having pursued a different line of work, career, lifestyle, and maybe just losing touch with that childhood aspiration that occasionally sneaks up on us. So even when life does well, sometimes people have told me, even when things aren't going well, they wonder what else they could be doing. And when people hit those milestone birthdays or anniversaries, regret sometimes comes up for them. Many people start feeling regret, not when things are going badly in their lives, but when they feel like they're kind of stuck in a rut, just bored, stuck in a rut, having a hard time getting up to go to work, go out with family or friends, just something is just tugging at your heart. And this is really important today. They feel that they might be content at times, but they have this feeling that there's something missing. And that something missing leaves them with less energy. So if pursuing a dormant dream can make us happier, why not do it? What's a dream you've put on hold? We're going to talk about, you know, these topics today, why you haven't pursued it, how to pursue it, and the benefits of it. Many people feel unhappy or dissatisfied. Some people are content, but they find that something's missing and their energy levels plummet. So if, as I said, pursuing a dream makes us happier, why aren't we all doing it? In talking with a client recently, they said, life is okay. I'm kind of getting bored sometimes, but I'm too lazy to go and do anything about it. Truthfully, though, many people are afraid of burning the candle. So much that they're afraid of burning the candle at both ends. Many people don't even bother to light the candle. That was a statement I told a news reporter when they were interviewing me about dreams that made their jaw drop. So let me repeat that. Many people are afraid of burning the candle at both ends, but so many people don't even bother to light the candle. People become scared of change or the many things going on in their lives distract them. But eventually it catches up with you. If you want to give up your safe corporate job, pursue life as a consultant or a small business owner, you've got good reasons to be scared. Pursuing a dream, as we mentioned, you know, another podcast, can be scary. Pursuing a dream involves a little bit of risk, as you know. But the perception that following your heart is a sure route to a lovely existence is largely a myth. Following your heart is one way to get started, but there are important things to do to get you there. So let's talk about that more, because I've coached people pursuing a new track in their life and see evidence pointing to the exact opposite. People who are willing to pursue a dream tend to be more productive. Their attitudes are much more upbeat. Their attitudes become much more optimistic. They get more energy and they have better health. This all leads to a better sense of prosperity and abundance in whatever way you define that. So where do you all begin? Well, we can discuss that today. What's a dream life though? Your definition of a dream life is going to be different and varies from somebody else's version in many ways. It just doesn't mean that there's only one ideal life that people long to be living. For some people, to create a dream life is to be working at a job they love, creating a small business. It can also be for some people to be in good physical health and mental health, being in a loving relationship and family, a purpose for their lives. The list just goes on and on. Living a dream is a life that you might consider meaningful and full of purpose. So I define living your dream life is a life that you consider meaningful and full of purpose. I have some thoughts about an experience of what could be stopping you from living your dream life. There are several reasons why people are just not able to create their dream life or fulfill their purpose in their life. These come in form of roadblocks. You're not taking action. You have a lot of brilliant ideas and you call your friends and you talk and yak, yak, yak about your brilliant ideas, but you're all talking no do. You always tell yourself, someday I'll get to it, but you're not. So you're not holding yourself accountable. Your why is not strong enough. What do I mean by this? The reason why you want to create the life you desire and live your dream is not strong enough. A why is a deeply personal reason for doing something. It can drive us to do anything. But without it being strong enough, many people's motivations kind of run dry and they just let it go. Other reasons why people don't go after their dream life is fear. Fear of changing is such an important issue. Other issues that involve not taking steps to live your dream life is a fear of failure. And the fear of failure just gets compounded with you're seeing more obstacles and challenges that you can't even see the steps to get there. Sometimes people spend too much time researching. It's important to do research and know generally what to expect, but you can't know all the answers to everything before you get started. Get into that mindset. You'll spend too much time researching rather than trying to do something that you're setting out to do. You know, sometimes you just have to be truthful with yourself. Deep down inside, you're too comfortable where you're at. Kind of like that saying, if it's not broken, don't fix it. So some people are dissatisfied, but it's not broken enough to fix it. So you need to be honest with yourself. And if you're happy with the way things are working, why bother to make improvements or expand your horizons, okay? So make sure you think about these initial questions and reasons why people don't take action. There's an old saying I read somewhere, I think it was by Mark Twain, and he reminds us that courage is the mastery of fear, not the absence of fear. So if being in an unknown place is very fearful for you, we have to start with what's going to light your fire. Remember we talked about just now that people are afraid to burn a candle at both ends, but many people don't light it. But you need to find out what lights your fire, because if you find what lights your fire, it gives you the courage to take steps. And you've all heard different people talk about steps, but let's get into the heartfelt passion of this. Generally, I would ask you, what does that dream mean to you? So remember, we just said people have all different versions of what their dream life is like. What is it that you always hoped to achieve? Ask yourself that. What is it that you do hope to achieve? Ask yourself some of these heartfelt questions now. What would I most like to have in my life right now? What would I most like to have in my life right now? Maybe it's as simple as making a new garden or a new project at home, or as grand as making a career change. Is there some way to get even a little bit of your dream into your life now? Is there a way to incorporate it into your life right now to start with? And is there any really good reason why you can't start incorporating it in your life right now? These are important questions to start with. What do you want to have in your life right now? How you can incorporate it into your life right now to make some small gradual moves. And then next, I always say, how would you feel in 5 years, 3 to 5 years, if you didn't pursue this dream? Remember, it has to really light your fire. It has to be your heartfelt goals. So deep down in your heart, what is something that you desire to fulfill, a life that includes meaning and purpose? People who have a meaningful and purposeful life, I should say, like optimistic people, they have traits of happiness, feeling in control in their lives, and much more. We talked about optimism in an earlier episode before. If you need to get a little more background on that, you can listen to my episode on Optimism Habits Made Easy. This last question didn't jolt you, then that's not a dream for you. So think about another one and say, if I didn't pursue such and such, how would I feel in the next 2 to 3 years even? If that's not enough to motivate you, then you need to keep asking yourself that question. But if that question and your answer is enough to motivate you, then you need to start taking steps. When I ask this question to people, it's such an eye-opening question that their jaws drop. That question often gives people a renewed sense of energy and determination. And lastly, and easily, how did I feel at my last birthday? People often view birthdays as a milestone, and that's how they kind of evaluate their lives. Was your last birthday touched by a sense of regret of not having accomplished something? Is it a sign to reignite that dream? Really important to figure out what lights your fire, what makes you happy, what your interests are, what does success mean to you? What do you want to change in your life? These are important questions to prioritize. So if this starts you thinking right now, perfect. I suggest pull out your journal. And even later today or soon, just write down some of these answers to your questions. Remember, the reason for these questions is that everyone has a purpose in life, whether you're aware of it or not. Sometimes few people know what their purpose is. So what is yours? Think about those questions. See what kind of theme pops up for you. Finding your purpose in life answers why you're here and what you're here to do. Remember that little sense of uneasiness that you may be experiencing or dissatisfaction means you need to discover what your purpose is. Remember, you can discover your purpose by answering the questions I just posed for you. So a lot of times, purpose is something you discover by asking these magic questions. When you're wondering, what should I do? It also answers the questions when, if you're wondering, should I do this or should I do that? Look to your purpose, which you will develop from these questions. So purpose gives you both movement and direction. It puts you in the right direction to discover exactly how to put it into action and easy step-by-step methods. Let's get into the what to do for yourself. Here's what to do and to develop your purpose. Remember, it's never too late to pursue an old ambition or a dream that you've kind of tucked under the bed, so to speak. I think the first thing to do after you answer these questions is to start with small, gradual moves instead of a major overhaul. That becomes easier to manage. For instance, if you kind of thought about going back to school for an advanced degree but not ready to make a full commitment, next semester sign up for one class and see how it feels. Next, forget fear. I mean, we just very well touched upon it. Fear paralyzes people. People associate change with a lot of pressure and stress, and that makes them nervous, and that makes them anxious. So look at it in a different way. How can a change really benefit me? How can it benefit myself, my family, and those around me? Will it boost my confidence and self-esteem? Yeah, it will. Even if you take small steps and do something a few hours a week to start building that dream muscle, that is a great way to start. And then stop the stress talk. People who are aimless, pessimistic, or unhappy use words like stressed out and too busy. People who are happy, optimistic, and living their dream life use the word challenged and stimulated. So stop the stress talk. It hypnotizes you into giving up before you even put that first foot ahead, or taking that first step ahead, I should say. And another tip is to break free of excuses. Where it really sounds like a valid, convincing reason for keeping the status quo, it's not too late. So watch your stories of, it's too late, I have no time. These are agony anchors that hold you back, and they're self-pity statements and never empowering. So watch the stories that your head, your ego starts to develop when you think about making this little shift in your thoughts, making a shift to your dreams in your life, making some changes. Just be aware of that stress talk and break free of those excuses. People often ask me, you know, should I share when I come up with these answers in my dream? Do I share it with people? And I would say only share it with close people who are supportive of you. Not everyone's going to give you a pat on the back. Not everyone's going to encourage you. So you need to make sure you choose the right people to support your dream. You need to surround yourself with supportive people and not what I've called for many, many years, emotional vampires. People will just pull you down or get jealous that you might be pursuing some really fascinating, fun, and empowering dreams, and they might get jealous. So watch those toxic reactions, because that can really keep you from pursuing the life you desire or making a little shift. Even if you're working with something that will just be part-time, that's all right. Most people do that. If you have an idea of what your dream life looks like and you have an idea of the effort it's going to take to make it happen, go for it. However, you don't really know how realistic your expectations are until you experience the answers to these questions. So when you start making this change in your thinking, you make changes in your energy and you start attracting things in your life. I think there's some magical experiences that happen when people decide to live their dreams, when they identify their purpose for their lives. My purpose of my life is to be an inspirational and motivational teacher and mentor. And I do that via my intensive coaching, my one-on-one sessions for intensive coaching, my workshops and speeches to people, and books. That's how I fulfill my purpose in life. And when I discovered that, magical things happened. People started calling me for interviews, for TV. I was even on Oprah twice. Many magical things happen, and those around you will feel flabbergasted when it happens. Even strangers have asked me, how did you get on Oprah? It's like, she called me. That's how I got on. I shifted my energy. I defined my purpose. I started getting interviewed by other people, and it just dominoed into this wonderful world of helping people via the media. So when you define your purpose, you'll feel it and see it everywhere. Once you commit to living your purpose and your dream, you'll see a whole new world up and up to you. You'll see people start magically appearing in your life. You know, when you may have experienced this before. You had an idea about buying a new car, and you had an idea about buying a red car, and you're driving around in your old white car, and all of a sudden, your selective attention unconsciously helps you zoom in and see it everywhere. All of a sudden, you'll see red cars everywhere, even the model you like. This is called like selective attention, programming your mind. It helps you find the solutions to your problems. So nothing becomes impossible to you. And when you see it everywhere, your dream, your goals, you'll be convinced that this method works. When you find your purpose in your dream, another benefit is that you'll have boundless energy fueled by your purpose in life. All of a sudden, you will feel more energy. You no longer need to focus on willpower. Willpower is really not the answer, and it's just garbage. It's this fuel of energy. Once you identify your purpose, I can't tell you how many times when I've done intensive coaching with my clients and they find their purpose, their I am statement, I am an inspirational and motivational teacher and mentor, whatever their statements are, their face lights up. They have the biggest smile on their face. Their eyes are open because they see their vision for their lives. They get so much energy and motivation that they just can't wait to keep working on things. They find more time and energy to work on it, even if it's a small step. So find your purpose and you'll find this boundless energy, this bubble of energy. So that's really important to understand. When you find your purpose, another benefit I found is that my clients have learned to grow and understand these concepts very quickly. Once you make your purpose for your life, you get this energy, you take the sleep, you have a thirst for knowledge, understanding, how-to, and you become both the teacher and the students. You're like a sponge soaking up everything you can, creating lots of connections in your mind, lots of information that you will learn. But importantly, what you feel deep in your heart just boosts your energy and the mood, and you become focused and you start applying what you're learning about. Also, you stop worrying and stop worrying about the future. You realize that your previous worries and fears were not really real, unfounded, and allows you to embrace any challenges or worries you may have about the future. You know, there's less doubt when you find your purpose in life. It helps you open up your mind to all the possibilities. Remember, your future is as bright as your faith in this process, so stop worrying about it and anticipate the future. As you know, we talked about in this podcast, I give you techniques for becoming happy and optimistic, but I'm not encouraging you to chase happiness, because happiness is what you find deep down in your heart and following your heartfelt vision and your goals. And that's what true happiness is all about. And when you do this, you'll find that your needs will be met. The people will show up in your life and enter your life to help you. My mentor always told me, when a student is ready, the teacher will appear. And I've seen that in my life, as well as people I work with. And when you do have times of doubt or worry, you'll just be able to observe them and not critique yourself. And because of that, your worries or doubt that may pop up along the way won't last long. Turn into that problem-solving mode, fuel with that energy that comes from your purpose about your heart, your heartfelt goals, I should say. Yeah, and I think overall, nothing will seem impossible to you at that point. And I'm not saying you're going to get into this magical happiness high from doing this, but you're going to feel more confident that when you're trying to figure out those small steps that we talked about, make small steps and small commitments to start getting that dream for your life muscle working better, you'll see that it's easier to do and nothing will seem impossible for you or to you. So I hope you find those steps inspiring. There's a lot of motivated and inspiring reasons to get into your purpose for your life, to listen to yourself, to see if your life is where you want it. Is there something missing? Ask yourself those important key questions. So I want to leave you with one motivational hack or technique or mind shift technique that I've taught many people. When you focus on your purpose, you have laser vision. And that's important because I have taught people in my optimism workshops, you can only have one thought at a time in your mind. The key to feeling optimistic, enjoying your life, fulfilling your vision for a great life, is that you can only have one thought in your head at a time. So what should your one thought be? My answer is, dwell on what you want to accomplish. Do not dwell on what you don't want. In my research for my book on optimism, we found that upbeat, happy, and optimistic people develop a clear vision for their life based on their heartfelt desires, their heartfelt purpose for their life. They create laser-focused vision for their life and goals that help them get there. And this podcast today gives you a taste of that. If you want more information on developing your vision for your life, earlier episodes about happy and optimistic people and developing your vision will give you more deep, specific steps about that if you want to take that any further. So please feel free to do that. And remember this one thought at a time in your mind hack. You'll never forget that. The easiest way to keep negative thoughts out, doubt and fear, is to crowd them out. If you keep thinking these positive, optimistic, laser focus, inspiring thoughts, you cannot at the same time focus on negative, depressing, and upsetting thoughts. It's all about where you put your focus or energy toward. And it's a very intriguing psychological fact, and research has even shown that people who focus on positive experiences can put up with more discomfort than those who do not dwell on positive, pleasant thoughts. So eventually, by putting this essential into action, you'll weed out any kind of negative, fearful thoughts that may come into your life. So you can even try this experiment with yourself. Try this experiment first. The next time a negative thought crosses your path, immediately think of your goal, your purpose of your life, or a great, delightful recent experience. And do some random checks on your thoughts. Check your thoughts a few times a day in the next 5 days. Occasionally pause, observe without critique. Rather, critiquing yourself, I should say, and check to see if you're thinking downward pessimistic thoughts or upbeat optimistic thoughts. If you're thinking kind of down negative thoughts, you know what to do. It's easy to make these mind shift techniques. So let me know how this lesson on creating your dream life lands with you. Any questions you might have about it, please feel free to email me at drmercer@positivelifeanswers.com. You can use that email about your questions and comments, or go to my website, positivelifeanswers.com, and use the contact us form. I will respond to your questions and comments individually and during my podcast. So don't forget to contact me via my website, positivelifeanswers.com. And you can also order a copy of our book, Spontaneous Optimism, and my recent book, Bouncing Back from Difficult Times. If you're stuck and need more help with this topic of making your dream life, please contact me either by my website or email, and I will talk with you about my intensive coaching sessions and requests to help you overcome your blocks in doing these exercises. So I'll send you information of what my intensive coaching method involves and what's available. I have a couple spots open right now. So, and also let me know if you have requests to speak at your next event, organization, or conference. So let me know if you're ready to take a leap in your path to changing or improving your life. This podcast aims to provide useful information to my listeners. It is published with the understanding that your host, Dr. Marianne Mercer, is not engaged in rendering professional counseling, services, or therapy through the contents and the comments of this podcast. If you need professional help and services, you need to seek help for counseling or psychotherapy. You're totally responsible for seeking the services of a competent professional. So I suggest you contact your local state psychological association for a list of referrals, or contact your primary care doctors for a referral in your area. So thank you for listening. I'm positive that you will make wonderful changes, even just thinking about these questions and being aware of what you need to fulfill your purpose in your life. So thanks for listening. Make it a fantastic day and week. Until next time, this is Dr. Mary. Thank you for listening.